The Minister of Finance, Ken Ofori-Atta, is expected to present the 2018 budget in Parliament today for the next financial year. Key on the budget and fiscal policy will be how government intends to improve revenue collection, how much will be allocated for the Free SHS Initiative, the Zongo Development Fund, among other issues. Radio Ghana sought the views of a cross-section of people across the country as to what they expect from the budget. We begin with the Greater Accra region.
Once the minister or the government have said they will reduce the electricity tariff, we are looking to pray to God that it will come true. Then we all were happy about it.
Well, I don't expect much, but I expect a release on business tax, most especially so that the younger ones who want to venture into businesses, they can be relieved when it comes to the tax payments that they are paying to the government. I think that's basically what I would wish to find in the new budget.
I'm an HND holder, and as I stand now, there is no job. I'm still in search of jobs. So I heard something about job creating, and I want to hear how concrete it's going to be.
I heard the president saying that he want to reduce tariff from this thing, electricity. And I think that's my main problem. So if only that can work, I'll be very, very glad. And I want and I want them to speak about our roads, our road signs, and all those kind of things. And it seems they're like the dollar rate now is not coming down, and find it very difficult to deal with things. So if they can tackle that issue, and the finance minister can at least put some confidence in us, I think that one I'll be very, very glad.
We are expecting the minister to let the materials come down so that we should get work more and do. But every day, every night, they can see the materials we are wishing to do the work.
The light bills must come down, the fuel price must come down, so that transport fares will also come down, so that I'll be comfortable.
The promises and all that, I'm expecting that to reflect in the budget. Expecting good things, things that will favor the common Ghanaian out there, not those ones that are already rich and all that.
That were views from the Greater Accra region. Next to the Central region.
I expect the budget to cover education, especially the senior high school. We've heard of problems and some difficulties that schools are going through.
Yeah, I think the budget should cover on workers. We've had some workers going on racketing that their monies are not in. The budget should concentrate on that so that at least the country can have a peace environment.
My expectation is that it should cover the agricultural sector, you know, those producing the cocoa. I think with regards to the prices, you see, they said it hasn't increased for some time now, so we expect the government to, fuse in something with regards to the cocoa sector.
Then Volta.
My expectation of the budget is to alleviate poverty and the hardship of Ghanaian workers as we are going through now.
I will expect the budget to cover extensively the educational issues of this country. On utilities, I think in their campaign message, they already said, so we are expecting that to take place, especially electricity and water. Water, more boreholes must be sunk at vantage points, which will release us from taking pipe-borne water.
The fuel prices, yes, because most of the drivers are complaining that although the fuel price has been raised, they are not allowed to raise the fares. So if they could reduce the fuel prices for the drivers, I think they will stop complaining.
We now go to the northern region.
I'm expecting that the 2018 budget will capture one district, one factory, and one village, one dam. I remember the Minister for Agri saying that they're going to implement the one village, one dam in a dry season. And dry season up here expands from now till somewhere May next year. And so if they are going to do 2018 budget, I'm expecting to hear something concerning the implementation of the one village, one dam.
My expectations is that this budget should bring some kind of relief to Ghanaians, especially the youth. When you see we up north here, the problem we face is employment. And that is why when you look at Bolga here, for instance, armed robbery is on the increase just because there's no employment.
Now to the Upper East region.
Still on the budget, programs manager of the Peasant Farmers Association of Ghana, Charles Nyaba, says he expects the 2018 budget to cater for the fall armyworm, which have destroyed many farms. This, he believes, will enable farmers to have bumper harvest, resulting in a boost in the agricultural sector. He spoke to George Asikri on Behind the News.
What we expect in 2018 is that if you look at the agriculture sector, there are so many things that are happening, and we shouldn't focus only on fertilizer. Fertilizer is just only one component. And if you continue to put all our resources in fertilizer, then we are not going to make much progress. So we are looking at government making allocations for mechanization to help farmers to prepare their lands and also to harvest what has been produced. We also look to see government putting in contingency funds to cater for outbreak of diseases like the fall armyworm, to empower our research institutions to continue to investigate and fight all these problems when they occur. We are also looking at a situation where government will also put some resources to support the fishery sector, because the focus has been so much on the crops, leaving all the other areas to suffer.
There's this issue of Fulani herdsmen. Would you expect the budget to touch on it?
Yeah, I think it should have been the first thing that I mentioned. You know, government constituted a committee, 17-member committee, to investigate and then come up with a solution to the issue between the Fulani herdsmen and the farmers. I have spoken to them, and since that committee was constituted, is given to them to do their work. So they are just there, they are not able to operate, and the Fulani herdsmen continue to terrorize farming. So we expect that in the budget, government will make provision for this committee to be able to do their work. We have also identified some fodder banks in our floodplain. They are deteriorated, they are just a mess. So we expect that in the budget there will be allocation for replacement of those fodder banks, so that we will be able to move all the Fulani people to that area. If they live in their own places and then the farmers are also in a different places, we are sure the problems will not be as we are experiencing now.
Programs manager of the Peasant Farmers Association of Ghana,